Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, January the 29th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to talk about results. We want to talk about club or the 167 club or club 167. What it's all about, the life management system, and what we've been doing, what I'm doing, what we're rolling into 2018, the importance of it. Today, we want to talk about what's the purpose, what's the meaning, how do you make or become you? How do you be you? I've written a book, did a series on and talking about being authentic. But today we want to go a little bit further down the rabbit trail of understanding how this authenticity takes place. Because there is one thing that is required above all other things in order for you to get results. It's very interesting because when we talk about it, when we think about results, the number one requirement to get results, at the end of the day, no matter how you slice it or dice it, carve it, everybody is after that one elusive result. That is results. Nobody endeavors in this life to be or do anything unless it's going or unless it's driving or unless it's oscillating or unless it's being. We all want to be. Hopefully you want to be who you are being. Hopefully you want to be authentic. Hopefully you want to be who the universe has designed and gifted you to be. Today I'm not talking about destination addiction. I'm not talking about going anywhere. I'm talking about setting up shop. The scripture talks about stand. And having done all to stand, today we want to talk about standing in your God-ordained destiny. The whole purpose of the life management system, the whole purpose of Dear Kinnear Reports, the whole purpose of destiny profiling, the whole purpose of the Eagles Club, the whole purpose of theocentric nutrition, the whole purpose of spiritual power, the whole purpose of the relationship development, the whole purpose of the Wealth Mastermind Group is results. And in order for you to get those results, it does require you to do something that is extremely, extremely difficult. It requires you, my brother. It requires you, my sister, not anyone else. That's the problem. It requires you to change. Now, one thing about the world that we live in is change is the number one thing that people hate to do, and change is the only thing that you're guaranteed that you have to do. It's really interesting because nobody likes change. We are all creatures of habit. I don't know anybody that volunteers. There's a few people like, you know, me. I like change. I like creativity. I like doing things that's different or outside of the box, and that's why I'm successful, or that's why I get results. Some of those results are not what I want it, but they are the results that I ordered. So we order things unconsciously. So we have to break this down today, and I need to break this down for you so you can understand that that's the bottom line, that's the purpose, that's everything that the life management system is about. The life management system is about one thing and one thing only, that is getting results. A lot of people talk about a lot of different things, there's a lot of different options, there's a lot of stuff that you can do, my brothers and my sisters, but at the end of the day, nothing speaks louder than results. And when I say results, I'm talking about not tangible things. Results, again, is something that's not that's totally different. Results is think, be, act, do different than you are right now. You see, results are interesting because if you already have results, why are you interested in change? I don't know anybody that want to change or reinvent the wheel. If the wheel is rolling, if your dog hunts, you don't need another dog. If you got a dog that hunts, then why would you want to replace it? If you got a system that works, then you're not interested in replacing it. This message is not for you. You can pass the life management system. You can pass Club 167 on to somebody else. And again, keep in mind that the special ends on January the 31st. It's very important that you email me today at masterteacher33.com, at gmail.com. Please, this is extremely important to take advantage of this opportunity for $167. $167, you get access to my $5,000 system. Before, it was only pay in full option. That's all I did was I only worked with premium clients. I'm doing this for a limited time and a limited time only, so please email me today at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com so that you can take advantage and get access to this life-changing system. Because the system, it does what I'm telling you that it does. It gets results. So if you are listening to the sound of my voice today and you want to get results in one of the four areas of wealth, health, wisdom, or relationships, then you need to be a part of the life management system because that system is designed to assist you with under, over, and understanding this one key thing, and that's change. One thing about it is that you have to change the way you think. See, the number one requirement for you to get results is change. And it's interesting because that's the number one thing that most people hate to do. Most people, myself included, I just like to do it a little bit more than most, but most people do not like change. Most people like the status quo. Most people only change after repeated failure or extreme discomfort. After extreme discomfort is very interesting because then all of a sudden there is inertia. There is a motivation. There is a desire. And this desire to change only comes after repeated failure. Notice the failure must be repeated over and over and over and over again. Nobody is going to change anything. And it's interesting, even if it's negative. I've seen people, I know people who do they get up and go to the same job every day, even though it does not pay them enough money to take care of their bills. I don't know. I just think that they think that eventually they'll maybe get promoted or something is going to change at their job that's going to allow them, again, to be able to vibrate or to oscillate or to draw more money. But there's a desire, but there's nothing that follows that desire because they have not changed the way that they think. So in order to change, you have to think, be, act, do different than the way that you think, be, act, do now. Now let me make sure you understand because change is extremely, extremely difficult, is extremely volatile because according to the dictionary, and again, you might want to look this up for yourself, find dictionary.com or any good dictionary, and look up this word change. It's a very, very profound and interesting word because the word change means to make the form, the content of something. So the word change means to transform. The scripture talks about being transformed by the renewing of the mind. So change comes about through the process of renewing the mind, which is the purpose of the life management system, is to assist you with that ideal, renewing the mind. And again, if you don't renew the mind, you're not going to renew the state.
or the being. And if you don't renew the being, you're not going to remove the act or the doing. And if you don't remove the act or the doing, you're not going to remove or change the having or the results. So my brothers and sisters, we still got to go deeper down the rabbit trail, because this is knowledge that everybody knows. Everybody knows that they must think differently in order to be differently, in order to act differently, in order to do differently, in order to have differently, but nobody knows how to think differently. So it is this mysterious process by which, if we are able to think different from the way that we think right now, then some strange shizness starts to happen. Only, my brothers, and only, my sisters, if we're able to endeavor in this activity of thinking. Thinking is the most difficult activity on earth to do. People think about or talk about physical activity. Nothing is more difficult than mental activity. Nothing. It is extremely difficult for people to think for themselves. Most people prefer to allow other people to think. Because, see, the process of thinking is interesting. The process of thinking is dangerous, because thinking requires you to do something that you're not used to doing. Because, see, thinking challenges the status quo. Thinking challenges what you are doing right now. Because if you really stop and think, it forces you to change. Because if you really look at what you're doing, it doesn't make sense. If you really look at your behavior, why are you doing the same thing that you did last month, that you did last year? Why do you go to the gym and do the exact same workout, get the exact same results, and then complain about those results? See, we do things without necessarily stopping and thinking. So there is a holistic approach to thinking that I call cladonomics, which is the household management of the soul, which I teach inside the life management system and Club 167. And so this process, again, is a system of questioning. So in order to really think, it requires you to question, and we've all been taught, do that. Don't ask questions. Is there anybody that did not hear that growing up as a child? Just do as I say, not as I do. See, it's interesting, because as long as you don't ask questions, you're safe. You're guaranteed not to think. People think thinking is a process of analyzing. That's not thinking. See, thinking is the process of asking questions that nobody else is asking. See, the word, when you ask the quest, or you ask the question, it means that you are embarking upon a quest. Now, this is really important. I don't really tell people what to think. I just teach people how to think. So the life management system is designed to force you to learn how to think. And the way that I do that is not by telling you. I teach you how to think. I never, ever told somebody what to believe. I just gave information. The information, again, is opposite of the current information. That forces you to do what? Ponder. Because if I tell you something that's different from, if I tell you that the earth is flat, and you've been taught all your life that the earth is round, that you got a conundrum. Now you got to ponder. And it is this process of pondering that forces you to go out and do something called research. Now you got to gather facts. But in order to gather facts, you got to do one thing and one thing only. This is really what thinking is. Thinking is intention. Thinking is changing your intent. See, it's very interesting. Your intention doesn't change unless there's pain or unless there's some type of cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance, the brain automatically seeks harmony or holistic thinking. So anytime there is a bipolar, or anytime there is a duality, or anytime there is two opposites or two different belief systems, it forces the brain to seek harmony. Because the brain, your reticular activating system, says we want peace up and chill. So your reticular activating system automatically rejects anything that does not agree with the current disposition. So if you were raised a traditional believer or a Christian like me, and if I bring some Islam or the Kabbalah or something else, your reticular activating system says, that does not line up with my existing belief system, even though it's true. So the brain will automatically reject it. It doesn't investigate it. It rejects it. Let me say that again. The brain does not investigate. The brain rejects. Let me say that again. The brain is a filter. Let me say that again. The brain is a filter. The brain does not allow you unless you override it and force it to embark upon a quest that is very painful. It is very painful to think. Painful, according to, I think it was Einstein who said, that the most difficult activity on earth, bar none, is to think for oneself. I concur. The most difficult activity on earth is to think for oneself. Now, thinking is the art of asking questions. And the word question means quest I on. So the word quest means to embark up on a journey. So, again, the number one requirement to get immediate measurable results is for you to think, be, act, do, have, produce. Unfortunately, that process is Greek to most folk because everybody tells you what to think, but very few people tell you how to think. If I tell you for example, I say drink distilled water, that's what to do. I've never shared with you why and how. Now, I have, but let's say most people. So if I tell you to drink distilled water, the first question should come into your brain is why? If I cannot provide you with immediate measurable results from drinking distilled water, you should not engage in that activity. And so everything that's inside of the life management system is designed to produce immediate measurable results. Now, you should be asking yourself, because there's many people that's inside of the life management system that are not getting immediate measurable results. So your question to me, if you are a, again, learned individual that, again, knows how to think, not what to think. I never tell you what to think. I just teach you how to think without teaching you how to think. You should ask me, well, Brother Will, I know people in your life management system that they are not producing immediate measurable results. That means your system is whack, homie. That means that the individual's thinking is whack. But it goes deeper than that. Now, let's take myself for example. So I said I was going to be a millionaire by 30. 30 came and went a long time ago. Then I changed my goal and said I'll be a millionaire by 40. 40 came and went. Then I said I'd be a millionaire by 50. 50 came and went. So why is it that if I said I was going to be a millionaire by 30 and 30 came, how come I wasn't a millionaire? Because I had a system that did not produce immediate measurable results. Now, remember, the number one causality for a thought process is something called repeated failure. So, in other words, nobody has inertia without pain. In the prison system and in law enforcement, we call it pain compliance. It's interesting because when I first heard that, you know, when we were taught how to do what they call wrist locks, and, you know, it's basically Hakito, and it's joint locks. So if you take a joint, knee, wrist, elbow, and you twist or you make the joint go in a direction that is not designed, something happens called pain. And this works like clockwork. I've subdued guys five times my size with the overstanding. Now, they call it MMA today. But it's interesting how if you take a joint and you make the joint, or if you do a chokehold and you remove oxygen from a person's body, it's amazing how quickly they do this. It's called tap out. Now, that's the number one requirement to get immediate measurable results. Heavenly Father, touch the minds, the hearts, the will, the emotions, and the imaginations of your people. If you apply enough pain, you guarantee to get immediate measurable results, not pleasure. People don't do shizness when they're sitting on top of the mountaintop. I'm sorry, that's just the way that, well, I'm not sorry, but that's just the way that it is. I don't know why, I'm the same way. If I'm fat, and I got money in my pocket, I got food in my refrigerator, I ain't about really doing nothing. Watching TV, watching cartoons and eating Captain Crunch cereal, that's about it. But if something happens when there is a fire that needs to be put out. So you got adversity right now because the Father wants you to be wealthy. And you're trying to get rid of the problem. You're trying to get rid of the problem instead of solving it. So this is what I do every day. Every day I wake up and I thank God for problems because that allows me to make more money. That allows me to be healthy. It allows me to be, again, wise, and it allows me to maintain a great relationship because it requires me. Now, remember, the number one requirement to get immediate measurable results is change. Nobody changes without inertia, and inertia on down here. On earth is called pain. So whenever you administer enough pain, you get something called compliance. So right now, the Father, now I've been talking with my wife and I've been talking, I am producing a system and I have produced a system by which I'm able to get immediate, immeasurable results without pain. So I was telling my wife when we had a conundrum and it was something that came up and my wife was really worried for like a month. Her whole mood was off. And I kept saying, hey, babe, what's wrong? Nothing, honey. Babe, what's wrong? Nothing, honey. Babe, now, that's how you know when something's wrong, man. If you don't know, if you're a brother, let me tell you, if you ask your wife a question and she says, everything's okay, that's a red flag, man. You better start figuring out some stuff. Quick. If you got a wife, girlfriend, and she tells you nothing's wrong, that means something is really, really wrong. So, my wife tells me, honey, nothing's wrong. But I know something's wrong. And then come to find out what was wrong was really wrong. And I told her, babe, I will have this figured out by the next day. She didn't believe me, of course. Now, she said she believed me, but I can look in her eyes, and more importantly, I can read her vibe. Now, men, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know your woman when she's off. You know your woman when she's happy, and then you know your woman when she's not. It's like on your job. You know on your job when your supervisor, everything's going good because you're producing. And you know, especially if you're in sales, you know when you get to work and you're not producing those numbers you want, everybody tells you, hey, what's up? Everybody speaks to you. Everybody talks to you like you're normal. And then as soon as there's a vibe, you can't put your finger on it, but there's something in the air. It's crazy. It's like you can cut it. It's thick. That vibe that says something is about to go down. What's about to go down is you. If you don't make a sale or do something, you're about to get fired. Now, we all know that feeling when something's off. We can't put our finger on it, but we know something is off. So my wife told me everything was fine, but I knew something was off. And sure enough, the following day, exactly what I told her was going to happened, which was I solved the problem. Now, I developed systems in four areas to do one thing, that solved problems. Now, my daughter's getting ready to get married, and then I decided that, you know, usually I get down, you know, like, I lose a bunch of weight. My 30 steps in 30 days. And I decided, I'm going to go in, you know, show these youngsters a little bit, so I'm not going to lose a bunch of weight. I figured, I keep on a little bit of the mass or the muscle. So I'm able to basically create the shape inside of my body that I would like within 30 days because I have a system that's called frequent intense training, nutrition, enthusiasm, stretching, and sleep. It's the acronym for the word fitness. Now, I've been doing this for a long 30 plus years, and so that's what I'm doing right now. And guess what? It's working. What am I doing? I'm getting immediate measurable results. Why? But what am I doing? The number one thing that you have to do to get results is change. If you think the same way that you've been thinking, you will continue to get the same results that you've been getting from your thinking. So the number one, this is the formula. Think, be, act, do. That's it. Somebody write that down. Think, be, act, do. And the last thing, different. Now, you should be asking yourself, well, Brother Will, that sounds great, brother, but how? What do you mean by different? I'm glad you asked. I got something called a life management system. I up until the end of this month, you can get my $5,000 system for $167 a month. That's called Club 617, the 617 Club. You need to drop everything you're doing. You need to email me and make sure that you're part, and don't miss this opportunity to take a part of the $5,000 system for $167 for 12 months. Why? I got four things. I got a wealth, I got a health, I got a wisdom, and I got a relationship that produces immediate measurable results. Now, the only thing that I ask for you to do is, number one, think differently. So you say, well, Brother Will, how do we do that? Okay, I'm glad you asked. Now, let's say to think differently. Again, let's go back to my example. Now, I'm a three, so I got an unfair advantage over everybody. But thankfully, I can teach my system teaches you how to be a three. Now, if you're a seven, your system is to teach people how to be a seven. So if anybody listening to the sound of my voice that don't know what your product, service, information is, what's your life path number? That's your product. Because that's your problem. Because remember, God gives you the gifts. Remember King David, Solomon. Solomon prayed for wisdom. What did God give him? Ignorance. How did he give Solomon ignorance? He gave Solomon two women and one baby. The immediate, really the First Kings. Samson, great strength. God took his strength, made him get it back. King David, top of the mountain, Bathsheba shows up. He says, I want that woman. Now, he already had a woman, but he wanted that one. Send Uzziah out to battle. Why? He needed Bathsheba. So if whatever you want, now remember, how do we get inertia or energy? Pain equals compliance. No pain, no compliance. That's it. So you got problems in your life because God says, I want you to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. So let me ask you the question, the million-dollar question. What is your most pressing problem right now? Anybody? What is your most pressing problem? Do you got more bills than money? God is trying to make you a millionaire, like me. If you got a relationship problem, God is trying to, again, straighten up your marriage, like me. If you got a health problem, I don't really have that one anymore. Well, I don't think I ever had that one. But if you do have a health problem, God is trying to get you healthy. Now, if you got an ignorant problem, I had that one. Now, if you got an ignorant problem, God is trying to make you wise. So he's gonna create more ignorance until you get tired of being ignorant, and you're going to do exactly what I did on January the 1st of 2009. On January the 1st of 2009, this is what you're going to do. Now, not now, but, you know, when you get tired of your tradition, when you get tired of going around a Marbury bush, when you get tired of, hang on, brother, your blessing is coming next Sunday, and you come back next Sunday, when you get tired, not today, but when you get tired, it's coming. Trust me. I've been there, done that already. You just ain't tired yet. You like the tradition. But when you get tired, brother, when you get tired, and you will, guaranteed, you're going to get burned out. When you get tired, you're going to do that. You're going to do that. You're going to throw your hands up. You're going to quit. Now, you hit it right now. You're frustrated, but they ain't applied enough pain yet. You ain't bumped your head up against that brick wall time enough, homie. You ain't hit that wall like I did. You ain't had no 50-60-plus repos. You ain't started 23 businesses and failed. You ain't seen your children crying, standing out in the rain because of the fact you took your money and gave it to some charlatan, and your ass is homeless now with five children looking at you, talking about, Daddy, what are we going to eat tonight? Yeah, you ain't experienced that yet, brother, but just hang on. Your blessing's coming. Hang on, brother. Your pain is coming, guaranteed. See, you ain't experienced enough pain. You like the pain, like me. I like pain. I'm a little cray-cray like that. There's a lot of us like that. We like pain. I don't know why. I mean, I was my brother, man. He learned the first time around. My grandmother whooped him one time, and Glenn was up at 6 a.m. every day. Me? My grandmother whooped me every Saturday. But I wasn't getting up. It was Saturday. To me, it made no sense to get up on Saturday at 6 o'clock in the morning. I ain't have school. My grandmother said, boy, if you're in my house, you ain't sleeping when the sun up. You better get up and go do something. I disagreed. Therefore, my grandmother administered pain. And when she administered pain, something happened. I got up out of bed. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. That dog hunts right there. Pain. Pain has a way, my brother. Pain has a way, my sister, of giving you crystal clear clarity. I don't know why, but all I know is it works. So pain, I run in the direction of pain. I like pain because I know pain produces clarity. Man, I'm telling you, this dog hunts guaranteed 100% of the time. I've never, ever seen somebody who's in a chokehold gasping for air saying, please choke me some more. I see them suckers tapping that pavement like this. Please stop that. Release that chokehold. Why? They want to do this. They want to breathe. So when you desire the result, the same way you desire breath, when somebody's choking the life out of you, bam, results show up. Now, I wish I could come up here and be like all of these, wealth preachers and be like all of the, freaking get rich quick dudes, all of the self-help programs. I wish I could come over here and be like Oprah and say, you got one. I wish I could come up here and tell you that life was easy. I wish I could come up here and just tell you, hey, brother, just, say these mantras, make a vision board, sing Kumbaya, light some candles, smoke some reefer, and bam. Your dream come true. I wish it was that easy, brothers. I wish it was that easy. I would love to be able to tell you that story, but unfortunately, I keep it real. And since I'm keeping it real with you, brother, you're my boy, so I'm going to keep you asking for the truth, not a version of it. Since you want the truth, King James or nobody else's version, I'm going to keep it real. And if I'm keeping it real, my life never changes until my back is up against the wall. And all of a sudden, immediate results like, bam, they just show up. So how do you produce that feeling of having your back up against the wall without having your back up against the wall? How do you get the sense of urgency like somebody has a gun pointing to your head without the gun pointing to your head? How do you live your life like you got a carrot right in front of you without that carrot? This is what works for me. I don't know. I can't teach nobody else's system. I can only teach mine. My system guaranteed to work. I've been doing it down there 60 years. It works like clockwork. Brothers and sisters, the only way for you to get immediate measurable results 24/7, 365 without the carrot is to live your life as if the carrot is there. Now, let me make sure what you understand what that means. I want to produce, the Bible calls this faith, by the way. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible tells you to do this. But the problem is we cannot recreate the feeling of what it's like if somebody had a gun to your head, that feeling of desperation. So I've replaced in my system the word desperation with the word determined. Now, you have a choice today. You can keep living your life until you come home. Like the time when I went to church and John Avanzini was there and he said, brother, I was in a, the faith movement, name it and claim it. You lay hands on it, God got to give it to you, bro. I ate it up. He said, everybody make a vow. Y'all heard the story. So I made $1,000 vow. It's my rent money. Put my money in there. God, I didn't get the 10 grand. I'm still waiting on God to give me that 10 grand. See, I was young, dumb, and stupid. Then I come home, my first wife, cold thing, my kids, God bless them. All our shit was on the street, and it was raining. All my daughter's awards, everything got drenched, soaking wet. The kids still talk about it today. All because this intellectual guru right here took all his money and gave it to the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Because he said that God has to bless me 100-fold or 10-fold. Now, brothers, I hope and pray you have not had that experience, but you haven't. Just stick around. Your turn is coming. Something has happened, though, in that situation. That's just one of about 100 I could talk about. So if anybody needs some examples, you just call me. You got a couple of hours, we can talk. I can tell you about all my failures. See, I failed more than most people even thought of failing. That's just one brick wall I hit See, I'm a slow learner. I did another time I took $5,000, bro. $5,000 and brought some water systems, water softeners. The dude told me they were going to sell like hotcakes. I think the water systems, softeners are still, the water systems are probably sitting in the garage somewhere, man. When I left, they were still there. Oh, Liquid Vitamins. I tell y'all about my Liquid Vitamins story. Yeah, Liquid Vitamins came out. It's called, I mean, well, I should say the name of the company. Anyway, they said it was going to take over the world. Everybody's going to do Liquid Vitamins. No more pills. I dropped what? I want to say about $7,000 or $8,000 on that one. Man, I've lost more money than most people have made. Y'all better stop playing. And people wonder why I got freaking righteous indignation. Man, come on. I got a system that ain't no fool on the planet. There's no system better than mine. Because my system is based on real life. It's not based on no damn theory. Now, I'm not speaking against anybody else's system. I'm just saying that their system may be just as good, but it ain't better. It may be just as good. See, I don't look up at no man. I don't look down at no man. I look eyeball to eyeball. I don't look up at no system. I don't look down at no system. I look across. Ain't no system better than mine. It may be just as good, but it ain't better. So you got an option today, brothers and sisters. You got an option today. You can either go out there and just wait for your day to come. The Bible talks about in that day, that evil day, and having done all to stand. Everybody got a day. You got a day when you come home and all your shit is going to be out on the porch and it's going to be raining, like I did. You don't have a day when you walk outside. Sunday morning, I walked outside of church and my car was gone. Repo. You know what it's like to look your wife and your children in the mouth and in the face, and they say, Daddy, how are we getting home today? Man, y'all don't know. I hope to God you never have to experience that, man. I hope to God you never have to experience it. So I've developed something, but I put my life on the line. I'll take a bullet for anything I teach right now. You can put a gun to my head, and I guarantee you my systems work. Because it's based upon producing an atmosphere without the carrot. See, I have something called memories that you may not have. So I want to loan you some of mine so that way you ain't got to have none of your own. So my system is designed to produce on a cellular DNA to go down to your core imprint. So why right now you're listening to me and you're feeling something because it's designed to do that. So people listening to this course and they join my system, and again, my voice, the tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. And people wondering why when they listen to the shows that their life gets a little uneasy. People can't listen to me all the time. You know, you got to take a break. I think about my good boy, Brother Dana. Brother Dana, he come and he's like, "Ooh, Brother Will, I'm good for about 30 days, dog. Then I got to detox off you, man. You're a little too high strung." And Brother Dana's right. And you probably feel the same thing. It's very difficult to listen to my shows and read my books because they have in them something called dunamis power. Because like Yahushua, when he went away, they say when he speaks as one who has authority. That don't come from no damn book. That don't come from going to church and listening to no damn, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep." That dog don't hunt, not in the real world. In the real world, there's freaking dispositions that don't want you to understand what I understand. So you see, brothers and sisters, when the devil shows up in my house, I got a bigger God than him. Because my God ain't on this universe. He's above it, as I have revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified in the last series. So in the next series that we're starting on February the 1st, I'm getting ready to teach something that you've never guaranteed heard before. Guaranteed. Well, Brother Will, what are you going to teach? I'm going to teach something that's going to blow your freaking socks off. Because I'm teaching the under-over understanding of the secret words that the Savior spoke to Judas Thomas, which I'm reading, by the way, from this ancient text, from the Nag Hammadi Library, that I, Matthias, wrote down while I was walking, listening to him speak. Then the Savior said, "Brother Thomas, while you have time in this world, listen to me, and I reveal to you things you have pondered in your mind. Now, since it has been said that you are my twin I did the series already. Dudamus Thomas, Jesus' twin. Anybody want to blow their cookies? Does anybody want to blow their cookies? He says, examine yourself. Now, this is Jesus talking to his Dudamus Thomas, or Judas Thomas. He told him, examine yourself. Learn who you are. In what way that you exist. And how you will come to be. Since you will be called my brother. It is not fitting that you be ignorant of yourself. Is there anybody who want to know how to produce immediate measurable results? Anybody? Is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice that's serious right now? Or you want to freaking keep playing church? You want to keep copying somebody else? You want to keep duplicating somebody else's effort? Is there anybody who really want to produce money on demand? You need to stop being ignorant of yourself. Let me continue reading for the Nahumite text. It says, and I know that you have understood because you had already understood that I am the knowledge of the truth, not a truth. This is Jesus talking to Judas Thomas. Then Jesus continues and he says, so while you are accompanying me, although you are uncomprehending me, you have, in fact, already come to know, and you will be called the one who knows himself. For he who has not known himself has not known nothing. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the mouth of your people. For he who has not known himself has not known nothing. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. For he who has not known himself has not known nothing. I know people who know more about the damn basketball wives than they know about themselves. You freaking studying, you're going to school, you're doing all this other bullshit, you're reading these freaking books, you're doing this, that, and the other, you don't know nothing about yourself. The only thing I study is myself. I know everything. There's nobody on earth that know more about me than me. Because I'm the only subject on earth that matters. Because I can't know you if I don't know me. Now, Judas Thomas is Jesus' twin, and he know that everybody told him that he was his twin. So everybody was saying that he was like him, and he's telling him, dude, don't be like me. Be like your freaking self. There's only one you. That's why I've been saying for 20 years, dare to be you or die, a copy. That's why I have a whole book called Dare to Be You. The first, second book I read 20 years ago that I wrote was called Dare to Be You. First book that I wrote was called The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. Both of those books talks about one thing and one thing only, the number one requirement to get immediate results. And the only reason that you don't have immediate measurable results is because you haven't studied yourself. Because, see, when you study yourself, you have something that I have. It's called dunamis power. Right now, I'm the most arrogant prick on the damn planet. That's just keeping it real. Why? I don't think nobody's better than me. In fact, I know nobody's better than me. I know a lot of people that's equal to me, and nobody better than me in my space. Now, if you get me outside of my space, yeah, I'm going to fumble, I'm going to get unnerving, but put me in my, that's why I don't volunteer for nothing no more. I don't volunteer for shiznits. Why? Because that's the devil's number one trick, to get your ass out the line. That way he can walk through you like freaking hot butter. That's your problem, man. Not you personally, but somebody that you know. Y'all doing too much stuff that you ain't freaking called, that you ain't gifted, and you ain't designed. If you don't know what you called and gifted to design to be and do, there's some fool or foolette that's going to come up and tell you, hey, brother, sister, I believe God has called you to do this. That was the Reverend Dr. Bishop told me. And I said, yes, sir. And I went over there and did it. And I was miserable. That's why I had 68 damn jobs. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. Because, see, right now, the only reason that you're not already more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and in a deeper, more toe-curling relationship is you don't know yourself. You're not thinking. You're not being. You're not acting. You're not doing. Therefore, you cannot have. So the number one requirement to get immediate measurable results is to know thyself. Nosce vetsum. Know thyself. That's the words of the Savior to Didymus Thomas. When Thomas was like, hey, dog, I'm your twin. Everybody think I'm just like you. They get me and you mixed up. So therefore, I just want to be like you. And Jesus told him, no. Don't copy me, homie. Be yourself. You look like me, but you ain't me. Let me continue reading for the Nahamari text so that way you can understand what Yahushua was saying. He said, for he who has not known himself has not known nothing, but he who has known himself has at the same time already achieved knowledge about the depths of all things. Heavenly Father, in the name that is unpronounceable, that is unknowable, that is unintelligible, touch the minds of your people. Let me say it again. Let me read it again. It says, but he who has known himself. No, that's not what it said. He who knows the Reverend Dr. Bishop. No, he who knows Tony Robbins. He who knows Oprah Winfrey. He who knows himself. He who knows himself has the same, at the same time, has already, past tense, achieved knowledge about the depths of all things. If there's anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that want to know anything, go home, sit in your room, turn off the damn TV, the radio, turn off the lights, and sit in silence. You will be the most knowledgeable fool on the planet. Everything that you need to know is inside of you. The kingdom of God is within. Then Jesus continued and he said this. So then you, my brother, Thomas, have beheld what is obscure to all men. That is, what they ignorantly stumble against. Now Thomas said to the Lord, therefore I beg you to tell me what I asked you before your ascension. And then I hear from you about the hidden things that I can speak about to them. And it is obvious to me that the truth is difficult to perform before men. Then the Savior answered, saying, if the things that are visible to you are obscure to you, you can't see, how can you hear about the things that are not visible? So Yahushua was telling him, so let me get this right. The things that are visible to you, trees, grass, cows, chicken, yourself, you're visible to yourself. Go look in the mirror, what do you see? So Yahushua was saying, hold up, time out. So you don't know nothing about the things that are visible. How the hell are you going to learn anything about the things that are invisible? That's our problem. So let me get this right. You pray to an invisible God. You don't know nothing about it. You give all your time, your energy, your money, and everything to God, whom you can't see. Now, the Bible says the same thing. You go to the altar, you have an ark against your brother, who you see every day. The Bible says, leave your gifts at the altar. Go back to your brother, because you can see him. The Bible also says, when they ask Jesus, you know, Lord, when did we not help you? When did we not, you know, feed you? And when did we not do all these things? He said, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. Meaning, when you do things to people that you can see, it's the same thing as doing it to people that you can't see. So if you spend more time doing shizness with people you can't see, you ain't doing nothing for God, the real one. Now, the fake one, they'll take all your time, they'll take all your energy, they'll take all your money. They're called the archons. They're power hungry. The big G, the real one, he's benevolent, meaning that he's all giving. He's a sender. He's a sender. He's not a receiver. Let me say it again. The big one, the real one that's out on the planet, he's a sender. That's why his name is called the Batar in the original text. It means generator. It means all benevolent one who constantly sends goodness. He's called the Father of Lights in James 3, by which all good gifts comes down. So you're sending, but who are you sending it to, brother? You're sending, but who are you sending it to, sister? You're sending, and you're burning a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money, and you're wondering why your dogs don't hunt. You see, the number one requirement to get immediate measurable results, my brother, the number one requirement to get immediate measurable results, my sister, change the way you think. See, if you change the way you think, you change the way you be. If you change the way you be, you change the way you act or the way you do. And if you change the way you do, then you change the way that you have or your results. They do have. Change the way you are being. You will change the way you are doing. Then you will change the way you are having. So, Brother Will, how do we change the way that we are thinking? Simply ask questions about how you think, a.k.a. your belief system. Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, well, Brother Will, see what had happened was, see, I can't do that, brother. I know. I've been there, too. Done that, too. It's tough to ask questions. Why? Is the earth round or is it flat? Well, brother, the earth is round. Everybody says, but how do you know it's round? Have you ever left the earth and then looked back, you, yourself, personally? I didn't think so. That means you regurgitating somebody else's bullshitness. How do you know God is God? Well, my mama told me. How did you know? How does your mama know? Well, her mama told her. How did her mama know? Well, her mama told her. Yeah, but do you know God for yourself? Well, yeah, what happened was, that's what I thought. See, everything you know is you regurgitating some other shit that somebody else knows. See, everything I teach, I know. Because I took time out. Now, the devil, he ain't stupid. He's going to make sure that you don't have time to take, to do the research. That's why you got to find somebody like me or better than me that's willing to die. I'm not talking about somebody who got rings on every finger that lives in a $4 million, not that anything wrong with that. But I won't take no advice from Joel Osteen. No disrespect to Joel Osteen. I don't personally know Joel Osteen, but I know because I know Joel Osteen's daddy. See, I'm an old school dude. Do y'all know who Joel Osteen's daddy? Y'all know Joel Osteen inherited everything he got, right? I probably listened a little bit more to T.D. Jakes because he kind of worked his way through, but I wouldn't even listen to T.D. Jakes. But no disrespect to T.D. Jakes. Creflo Dollar, you know, freaking, what's old boy? Eddie Long or any of those cats. No disrespect. But why would I not listen to any of them? Think for a moment. Why wouldn't I listen to any of them or take their advice about anything? Them Negroes can't tell me how to freaking buy a chewing gum. No disrespect. You should ask why. Why? Why wouldn't I take advice from any of those cats or anybody else? Think for a moment. Why wouldn't I take advice? Those guys are successful in their space, in their sphere. Those guys all went to the same cemetery. Seminary. Now, the Bible says broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to righteousness. So all I know is one thing. I don't know very much, but I know one thing. I know that if everybody else is doing it or saying it, I won't be doing it or saying it. In fact, everything I do in the area of wealth, I don't know nobody else that's doing it. So what am I doing in the area of wealth? I teach one thing. I teach that you be the master of you. Then I teach that you develop a following or, again, an audience. And then you give what you are master of to your audience. That's what I teach. I don't know nobody else to teach that. But I know nobody else that's going to teach you how to be the master. In fact, I know everybody else that's scared to say the word master. One of my clients, my wife was tripping. One of my clients, he actually calls me master. Because he's from another country. His English is really, really bad. And I used to tell him, it's master teacher 33. And every time my wife, we are doing our one-on-ones, he say, hey, master, how did you do today, master? And she laughed. She said, why is he calling you master? You didn't know, but I ain't got no problem with it, though. I am the master of my space. Are you? Oh, you don't even, oh, you tell, so you don't know your space? Oh, okay, that's, I understand then. So that means you got to find your space. Now, let me tell you, as I've been saying inside of my destiny profile, which means this. That just simply means that mastery
of space isn't anything that you have not been doing since six. So if you've learned something, like recently, and you're doing that, you're promoting that, that's a waste of time. But again, just keep doing it. Don't stop. This is how you know. Keep doing it. Because you got to bump your head up against it. Remember, pain equals compliance. So if you haven't failed enough, is what I'm saying. So you got to keep going in order to administer the pain of repeated failure. When the pain gets intense enough, oh yeah, homie, you're going to return back to source. That means you're going to automatically go back to what you was doing when you were six. See, what happens when people are, it's amazing, put people in a stressful environment, they revert back to what is automatic, what is called their biological set point. All I do is I operate my biological set point 24/7, 365. So what you're seeing right now, that's the real me. So the real me is somebody that is very creative, but it's very compassionate. So my compassion stimulates my creativity. So when I see a need, I think, how can I solve it? That's me. When I was a kid, that's all I did. I got on the bus. Kids was getting their ass whooped. I was like, those dudes are bigger than me. So how do I solve it? How do I keep my friend from getting whooped? So I say, I got to talk. So I saw those big dudes, and I talked my way out of my buddy, which is my friend, and it was Bubba McNeil. He used to get beat up all the time. He's a little slow, but I used to help him out all the time. So I was like, okay, I don't know. I don't want Bubba to get beat down today. So I can't whoop these dudes myself. There's too many of them. So I said, yeah, I started talking about crazy stuff. I started cracking jokes. I was a funny guy. They started laughing, and they started hitting on Bubba. So I developed a mouthpiece. And I've been doing it since I was six. What am I doing now? I get paid to do the same thing I was doing when I was six. So what were you doing when you were six? See, we make this too hard. It's like this is actually very, very easy. This is the easy thing to make. Every morning I wake up, I was so excited. I think it was Sunday when I had a bunch of people joining the 617 club, 617, the 167 club, $167. And I was so excited because I told my wife, I'm like, man, there's nothing like waking up in the morning and sending a bunch of money in your PayPal account. I want the same thing for you. I went to the gym this morning. There was nothing. 4 o'clock, what was it, 4:30, babe? We got my wife at work while I was at the gym. I was at the gym. Man, it was like the greatest thing since sliced bread. I pulled in my calf muscles, so I'm restricted a little bit to doing my cardio on the stationary bike and the elliptic machine because I always overdo it because, you know, I'll be over there doing this extreme stuff. So calf muscles blowed out, so I had to give it a break for a couple of days, then I'll be back at it. Yeah, probably more than a couple of days now. But what am I saying? Unlimited energy. I had a great time. Came home, and now I'm the day of this over here. I'm talking with new clients. I'm doing the show, getting ready to finish. I'm getting ready to hang up right now and get ready to work on the Dear Community Report, Destiny Profiling. Man, then I'm going to go back to the gym later on this afternoon. Then I'm going to pick up my beautiful, sexy, dark chocolate wife and hang out with my beautiful wife, man. Because I ain't wasting no more damn time. And I pray to God that you align yourself with somebody, man. If it ain't me, man, get with somebody who has your best interest at heart, who want to share something with you that's going to help you. Y'all are wasting too much of your precious time. The only way that you be successful is for you to be you. Don't study nothing but yourself. My system is designed to help you fall in love with you. I love me, man. I didn't used to. I love me. I love my wife. I love the simple things of life, man. I love waking up and doing me. There ain't nothing else on earth, and there's nobody that's better than you. I'm not better than you. I'm the same as you. When I meet Brother Dana, I'm going to look Brother Dana in the eye. When I meet Sister Helen, I'm going to look her in the eye. I'm not going to look up to Sister Ellen. I'm not going to look down to Sister Ellen. I'm going to look across because Sister Ellen is my sister. Brother Dana is my brother. We are both equal. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are both children of light. We are sons and daughters of light. We need to start locking our elbows together
And what I'm looking for is people who are willing to take what I'm doing and share it with other people. Now I've gotten rid of my negative habit pattern, which is trust. And now I'm sharing what I do with everybody on the planet. And I want everybody to share the same thing that I'm doing. And that is giving people the tools to produce immediate measurable results. Everybody listen to the sound of my voice. I know that that negative habit pattern is popping up that's telling you that Negro does not know what he's talking about. I already know. That's the enemy's job. The enemy's job is to make you question truth and make you accept tradition. So that way tomorrow you'll be doing Groundhog Day. You'll make no change. So what I said today does not produce some change in you for tomorrow. That's how you know your negative habit pattern is working. If tomorrow you do the exact same thing that you did today, that's how you know you're stuck like Chuck. And it's okay because the universe, the big G, has to crank up the pain. You got to experience more failure. But it's okay. I would do the same thing. That's the only way we learn. We learn through pain. I've just learned now I don't wait for the pain. I know how to produce by going back into my past and remembering what it was like to see my children standing on the side of the street asking me, what were we going to eat for dinner? I remember what it felt like. So I can use my past failures to promote my future success. I don't have to experience no more failure. I remember what it was like coming home and having a confrontation with my wife because of stupid stuff that I was doing. I don't have to do no more stupid stuff. I can remember all the stupid stuff I've already done to produce the same chemicals in my body that says, don't do that again because you're disrespecting your wife. I don't have to continue to disrespect my wife because I know what it feels like. I've seen that pain on her face. I've seen the look on her face. I feel the doubt in her voice. So I don't have to go back and repeat the same shitness over and over again. And it's my prayer that I say, people ask me, but why are you always talking about the past, man? Why are you always talking about your failures? So that way, hopefully, you can sense and you don't have to repeat it. You can take my failures and use them to promote your success. You don't have to go give $1,000 vow to somebody. Now, I'm not saying making a vow is wrong. If you got the money and you don't need it, sure. Hell, give more than $1,000. Don't give money that you cannot afford to lose. So if you don't need that $1,000, God has blessed you where you got 10. Nothing wrong with giving the church or giving somebody that you know $1,000. And if it comes back to you, great. If it don't, that's great too. You're just blessing somebody. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I wasn't in that position. I didn't have that knowledge. I was desperate. I wasn't determined. See, now I'm not desperate no more. I'm determined. I'm determined to create a solution to every problem that I have. That's how you produce immediate measurable results. Remove desperation. Install determination. I am determined because I'm a 3. I know. I don't believe. I don't wish. I don't hope. I don't dream. I wake up every day and I know. Whatever problem the devil got, bring it. Because I'm determined to come up with a creative solution. And every day, I wake up and I do just that. Why? I set my intention yesterday. What's your intention? Brothers and sisters, let me stop talking. Let me close with this. Because I'll be here till Jesus comes back. All I know is what works. This is what works. Every night before you go to bed, and every day when you wake up, you walk through the valley of shadow and death, and you don't feel no evil. You look adversity in the eye, and you tell adversity, bring it. Because you know, you don't believe, you know that you got a spiritual solution, or that there is a spiritual solution to every physical problem. I know that. Because that's what universal law says. Now, I may not have the solution at time in hand, but I know I'm going to find it. I am going to think differently than I'm thinking. I'm going to think outside the box. The number one requirement to get immediate measurable results, think outside the box. Don't think the way you think now. Think creatively outside the box. If you need help thinking creatively, I'm a 333. I got the numbers 3s and 6s and 9s all through my report. I got enough creativity for everybody on earth. I can create products in my sleep. So if anybody needs help with creativity, hey, I'm your boy. There is a creative solution to every problem. My wife will tell you. I come up with creative stuff every day, all day. So that whatever problem you got, there is. I have. If you don't got one, email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. I talked to a new client this morning. Creative solution. Bam. It just rolled off the tongue. In fact, I had a whole book that I had already written. And I guarantee you, whatever problem you got, I have. If I don't already have it, I guarantee you I can find it. Guarantee you. So anybody want to put me to the test, just email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. I guarantee I got a creative, spiritual. I'm not talking about no illegal stuff. I'm not talking about no shady stuff. I ain't talking about no damn pole dancing stuff. I'm talking about some biblical, shareable stuff. You can put it on CNN. My solutions, you can put them on CNN. It's shareable. It's eternal because it's based upon universal spiritual law. There is a spiritual solution to every physical problem on earth and off earth. Let me say it again. There is a spiritual solution to every problem. Every problem. I don't give a beep what the problem is. I guarantee you there ain't nothing. There is no problem bigger than God. Zero. There is no problem bigger than God. The big one. Now, there's problems bigger than the little one, the little God, the Archon, but there is no problem bigger than the Pleroma. So if anybody got any issue that you think is bigger than God, please email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com, so we can put that demon to rest. Because that dog don't hunt. The big G, the father of lights, yeah, he got a solution. Trust me. And all you got to do is quantum state induction, which we'll be talking about in our next series that starts on February the 1st. So make sure you are on that series the entire year. We've broken it down into 12 messages that I'm going to be doing. So make sure, again, if you are a member, it's only $25. If you're not a member, it's $50. Member of the Life Management System. $25 for Life Management System members. $50 for non-members. The cost goes to $99 after February the 1st. Again, my brothers and my sisters, we're going to be breaking down something that is extremely important, what we call reincarnation and resurrection. We'll be breaking it down on February 1st. For everybody that's not a part of the Life Management System, you have until the end of this month, January 31st, to join us by simply making 167 and join the 167 Club. This is what I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. We'll see you at the top. God bless you.